Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening any way you listen. We really don't care. We just really appreciate you listening, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, right fresh off the website. We do like you listening off our website. We're kind of proud of it. We just launched a new website. We freshened everything up. Added some surprises in there. It's welcometomind.com. Check it out. We have a whole bunch of Easter eggs on there for you. Konami code. This is the last time I'll wave that flag on here. But it's just too cool not to mention. If you know the Konami code, we've got a surprise for you on our website. If you don't know it, and you're curious, and you should be, because it's worth your time, it's really easy to Google Konami. And it's K-O-N-A-M-I. You can find the code. I dare you to go to our new website and type it in. You won't believe it. This week, we're talking about your overall internet marketing picture for 2016 and how all the pieces fit together. Now, I do want to mention our social media swami, Chris Bradley, will be back on the podcast soon to go into more detail about the social media aspect of your internet marketing. And really, he's going to give you even more insight on the overall mix. He's got some great points, some great insight on the overall internet marketing mix. But we're kind of setting the table this week. So in the meantime, we're going to give you just a brief overview of your internet marketing mix and kind of show you how all the pieces fit with the hopes of guiding your focus in the right direction, because, my gosh, we go back 10 years. Did you even care about Facebook? Some of you don't care about Facebook now, but you really should. But 10 years ago, Facebook had not proven itself as any kind of viable marketing resource. And really, at that time, the internet was still, as a competitive marketing arena, it was still establishing itself. In many ways, it still is, because there's so many factors that have to do with human behavior and tendencies that can make it very confusing when you get into internet marketing. Because it's so easy, if you land on one person's website, on one business's website, it's so easy to say, oh, I don't like that, and in a split second, you could be on your way to their competitor's website. And that's what all of you need to be thinking of when you're thinking about your internet marketing. And this isn't a fear thing. This is a matter of you thinking about how engaging are you making your website? What kind of purpose are you serving other than your own? That's a huge question. And it really ties everything together. It's kind of like the dude's rug. It just ties the whole room together. So this week, we're going to be talking about your overall internet marketing picture for 2016. And really looking at that internet marketing mix, showing how all the pieces fit. First of all, the most important thing you can understand in your business is the simple fact that there are no true keys to the kingdom. It is much more complicated than it was back in 2006. And I'm not saying that just to make myself sound more important. It really is. Back in 2006, you had people who just called themselves internet marketers. I'll handle your SEO. I'll handle your social. I'll handle this. I'll handle that. Nah. It's so specialized now, it's insane. I mean, if not for that, I wouldn't have a job. Let's be realistic here. So if you go back 7 or 8 years, you had individuals who could call themselves internet marketers. But now SEO, pay-per-click, and social media are legitimately separate entities that operate on their own, but mesh together. They work together. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, Coca-Cola. You know, to create that cohesive whole that we know as internet marketing. As we approach the halfway point of the first quarter of 2016, it's really important to understand that these factors all work together and complement each other to create the results, if you will, the ROI, that you so desire. SEO, social media, pay-per-click, your local profile, they all work together to produce your desired end result. So let's look at these one by one. I apologize for my rough voice here. I've had some allergies going on, which is kind of strange because it's winter. I don't know where the heck that pollen's coming from. It might be dust. I just don't know. But anyway, the scratchiness there, I apologize for it. I'm doing the best I can. I'm drinking coffee right now, so hopefully that helps. First of all, we have your SEO, search engine optimization. This is what I love. This is what I do. That's where all of this begins, really. If you want to think for a moment about those times in your life when you've been disappointed, we all have. When you've been led to, think about your online searches. When you've been led to a website, to a business, to a website, to something or someone that you have been led to believe is the key to your own happiness or success. It could be that you're just looking to buy something and you find this link online. Oh, this is where I'll find what I want. And that person, thing, or entity has fallen way short. I want you to think about your own criteria for first impressions. Everyone you know could tell you, hey, you need to go here, go there, do this, do that, and you'll get the results you want. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes we're left shrugging our shoulders and asking, what happened? What's this? This isn't even close to what I was expecting. WTF. You must be thinking about this with every aspect of your actual search engine optimization on your own business's website. You can do everything right with your actual optimization of your website, but if you're not delivering the goods to your visitors, that great ranking you have will be worthless, totally worthless. I mean, anymore, it's becoming harder and harder to gain good ranking when you don't have worthy content on your website, but we still do see it. And hey, great, you led a whole bunch of people to your website who are going to look at your website and say, this is crap, I'm going to go somewhere else. You know, if everyone can find you, but you're not delivering the goods for the searches in which they found you, all of your efforts are a waste of time. Bottom line is that as far as your SEO goes, it all starts with your website itself. It starts with things that you don't think of that actually have to do with SEO, and now they do. The foundation of your website, the design, the actual coding and development of it. How does it look? Is it professional, or does it look like someone downloaded a WordPress theme and punched a few buttons and whoop, there it is? Does your website look good and is it easy to navigate? These are the most basic questions, and yet they're the most overlooked aspect of your search engine optimization on your website. The best SEO efforts will go unrewarded if the website you're leading visitors to looks unprofessional and is difficult to navigate. It's as simple as that. Think of your own experiences. There's never been a better time, nor has there ever been a more opportune time to put yourself in the shoes of your own target market group, your own clients, your own prospects, whatever the heck you want to call them. You are a client. You are a consumer. You are a prospect. You go online and you look for things. You know your own appreciation. You know your own happiness. You know your own disappointment. And you know your own resentment when you come across a website that's that bad. You must think about that when you are thinking about your own business and how it's presented online. We talk a lot about SEO on the podcast here, so I'm not going to belabor the point any more than I already have. But if you want to get the most out of your SEO, your search engine optimization, you're going to have to make the proper investment in your website commensurate with your honest needs. It probably won't be the answer you really want. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care who you go with. To really get it done right, it's probably going to cost a little more than what you're expecting, but it will be worth the investment. Again, it won't be the answer you really want, but you need an honest starting point. The worst thing you can tell, and I tell all of you, I want all of you to understand. And again, I don't care who you approach. The worst thing you can tell a potential web designer and developer is that you have the proverbial champagne taste on a beer budget. Well, why don't you go get a case of beer, pal? Enjoy your beer. There are many distributors who will give you a fair price on the lager of your choice. I love lager. Yuengling Lager. Some of you will disagree. Some of you into your craft brews, and I respect that. But for me, lager, if that's the only beer on earth, I'm a happy man. It's just how I am. But depending on your budget, you may be able to do just fine on a beer website. You can have a beer website. That's okay. However, at some point you must realize that no amount of SEO, pay-per-click, or social media work will cover up major shortcomings on your website. You start cutting corners on your website, you want your champagne taste on a beer budget, I guarantee you there are companies that will tell you, oh, we can do that for you, and it's going to be half-ass. I mean, let's be real. Do you undervalue your own efforts? Do you cut your own costs for your own services? Nobody wants to do that. You'd be offended. And yet, so many of you have no problem expecting that of other people. And that's where, again, purity of purpose. Let's put down all our defenses and let's think about what you need to do. Again, I don't care who you go with. You have to have this kind of mentality. You must realize that no amount of SEO, pay-per-click, or social media will cover up major shortcomings on your website. You're basically personally directing everyone to a website, your site, that will ultimately disappoint them and possibly result, in bad ratings. It will certainly hurt your bounce rate if they arrive at your site and say, oh my God, this is awful. I'm going somewhere else. You'll see that in your bounce rate if you're paying attention to analytics, and you should be. The bottom line here is there's no better time than the present to scrutinize your own website. I mean, really scrutinize it to figure out and correct any areas that need correcting. Then you're ready to start scrutinizing your SEO. So when you're looking at your SEO needs, start with the foundation of your website. Make no mistake. Google factors that in. If your website is 2 years old, you're already at a disadvantage. You should be already, you should have plans in motion to redev/redesign your website. Freshen it up. Because if you haven't freshened it up in 2 years, you are behind the times. And you're probably not mobile friendly. Blah, blah, blah. I could bore you to tears. Go to our website. You can see a link to both page speed insights from Google and the Google mobile friendly test. Those aren't the be all end all, but those are really good starting points for determining just how good a shape your website is in. Now, while I'm partial to SEO because that's my passion and my livelihood, it is my responsibility to understand that what I do is only part of the big picture. Social media is more powerful than ever, and it ain't going to change. As I mentioned previously, Chris Bradley will be on our podcast soon to discuss the aspects of social media you should be paying special attention to in 2016. This week, though, I'm focusing just on the big picture, so I'm going to touch on this. SEO is important, but social media is continuously becoming a major driving force of SEO. You probably haven't heard very many people say that. People don't talk about it a lot, but the reality is you can do everything right on your website, and if you're not making an effort to wave your flag, no one will notice. One of my favorite basic quotes about this is from the recently deceased Lemmy Kilmister of Motorhead. I've been a Motorhead fan since 1982. When he was asked, and this is going back to a film in 1988, The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 2, The Metal Years. And if you're any kind of fan of hard rock or the hair bands of L.A., you really owe it to yourself to search this movie out. It's very fascinating. There's some cool stuff on there. The guys from Poison are hilarious. And there are some people, you know, Alice Cooper, Gene Simmons, who actually come across intelligent and worthwhile. And there are some other guys that come across as lunkheads. But it's very much a documentary. It's very well done. And my favorite interview in the whole documentary, and there are different snippets of it, is with Lemmy Kilmister of Motorhead. And the quote he has, Penelope Spheeris, the director of the movie, asks him off camera, you know, what advice he would give someone who wants to be a rock star. And he said, hey, go for it. Run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it. Social media is your flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. Run it up there and see who salutes it. Whatever you're doing and communicating through your website, whatever you're doing in your business, whatever progress is being made, whatever useful information you have to share with your audience, social media is a major key for you. Social media is where you can broadcast what you're doing, share helpful information, and get some delicious interaction going on with your audience. And it ain't easy. It's not. It takes time. It takes effort, and to quote the great head case Botox fan philosopher Axl Rose, all we need is just a little patience, do we not? Patience and well-placed effort. As you work on your marketing in 2016, this is the foundation for everything you will be doing. Don't let any overcomplicated tech speak lead you to believe otherwise. I'm dead serious. While technology progresses, the root of human interaction remains the same. Don't be blinded. Now, as you get your website and your social media broadcasting in place, you must be also looking at how pay-per-click advertising fits into the mix. And quite frankly, it has changed like everything else. When you think pay-per-click, you think AdWords. And we will have our resident PPC expert, Fabio Cafaro, on here soon to discuss your PPC. He hasn't been on in a while, and we got to have him back on here. He has great insights. And even though you think about AdWords when you think PPC, you really should be thinking in terms of Facebook ads as well. And I think Chris Bradley would agree with me on that point. Facebook still gets eye rolls from people with regard to advertising, but one thing is for sure, it ain't going away. And it's only gaining strength. The most important thing you all need to understand is that social media is just about, I mean, with regard to social media and the internet marketing mix, if this is not indicative of how things have changed, I don't know what is. The most important thing you really need to understand and accept is that social media is just about the most fertile ground for advertising. And it pains me. It pains me greatly to say that because there are aspects of it that I don't like. But the truth is we have all fed into it and we all helped create it. And Facebook loves us for it. In social media, we segregate ourselves through our interests. It's like it's high school all over again, people. And you know it. You look on Facebook, you probably complain as much as I or anybody else does. Oh, I can't believe that so-and-so posted that. Oh, what an idiot. Yeah, I can't believe. Why did they say that? I mean, I've said it on this podcast numerous times before. Facebook makes it possible to learn things we never wanted to know about people we've known all of our lives. It happens every day. And in with that mix, we do segregate ourselves through our interests, whether it's politics, movies, books, TV shows, household cleaners, Comet, Mr. Clean, I don't care what it is. You name it. We're able to find people with common interests on social media and create groups, cliques, if you will, whatever you want to call them. We segregate ourselves into these groups and make it a whole lot easier for marketing types to infiltrate our boundaries and better target their advertising based on our interests. And the crazy part of it is, I can say this to you right now, and you, me, everybody can be appalled by it. But in actuality, it's a huge catch-22. we really don't want people infringing on our social space, and yet our social space has made it easier for companies to target us, and in reality, very few of us are complaining, because most of the ads we see as a result of this behavior are therefore something we may need or otherwise be interested in. And that's why you don't see people complaining like they used to. Bada bing. It's true. Always remember that SEO and PPC are two totally separate entities. And that being said, PPC is definitely a beneficial part of your mix when it's done properly. And with purity of purpose. And that's where this line gets kind of blurred when you think about Facebook ads, because a lot of us don't like that our personal data is being scraped. But on the other hand, when you log on to Facebook, when you go on to other social media, you probably are inundated with fewer ads that you're not interested in. And you're probably seeing more things that you are interested in. So it is. It is probably... anything I've ever seen, this is the ultimate catch-22. It really is. Now, finally, there's your local profile, and this is a big one. It really doesn't need to be, because if you take everything in stride and dot your I's and cross your T's, this isn't any big epiphany for you. However, it cannot be stressed enough how important your local profile is and how important reviews are. There's much misinformation with regard to this. And it's all hogwash. It ain't rocket science, folks. Reviews matter. Not so much on a national scale search, unless, of course, you're a national, a company that's dealing with a national audience. But always, when you're thinking about your local, you're thinking about your local search, and any of you that are dealing on a local dealing with local. I don't know what the word is I was looking for there. But any of you that are focused on your local ranking and all, always keep in mind that the reviews of your company matter every bit as much as the reviews of a company you are seeking out for your needs online. When the roles are reversed and you're seeking for a product, you're seeking a service. Are reviews the keys to the kingdom? Absolutely not, but they are a piece of the puzzle. John Mueller, who replaced Matt Cutts as the voice of Google in the SEO world, said just a couple of days ago that, and I quote, "Local reviews are not a web search ranking factor." Notice, he said they're not a web search ranking factor. That's basically a message to the spammers. And those of you that have been listening for a time on here, I've gone over things that John Mueller has said and talked at length about how you kind of have to be able to read between the lines, because Google's not going to give the answers away. They don't want to make it too easier on those that are trying to take advantage of the system. But if your aim is true, you can read between the lines, and it's really quite fascinating how they communicate. So when John Mueller says web search, it's local reviews are not a web search ranking factor, that's a message to the spammers that they're wasting their time. The rest of us can read between the lines and see that it's a local factor. It absolutely helps us in local search, just not a primary web search ranking factor. You see, Google's search is getting more and more intuitive, as also we've talked about for the last year and a half on here. The more valid information you put into your profiles and the less you game the search engines, and this is with regard to your business, the more prominent your business can potentially show up in local searches. Bear in mind that your generic searches are local first. If you're looking for a real estate agent in Lancaster, PA, sorry, that's the area where I live, so that's the first thing that comes to mind. You don't have to type in real estate agent Lancaster, PA. You can just type in real estate agent, and The search algorithm actually factors in your location and the location of businesses in close proximity to you that best match your search. Big Brother is absolutely watching, and George Orwell could have never even possibly conceived this. What businesses match your search depends on how accurate their information is on their website, social, and otherwise. So I'll turn that around and ask you, how accurate is your information? Always put yourself on the other side of your business. Always do that. You and your business will be better for it. When you have a few minutes, search for your own business as you would search for somebody else. You may be pleasantly surprised. You may be horrified. You may simply see a few things you need to tweak. But do that regularly. Not only do that yourself, but have somebody you trust do it as well. Get another viewpoint other than your own. Sometimes when we're too intimately involved with the business, we're a little too biased in what we think. Thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Thank you for following on Pinterest and for your questions. Keep them coming, friends. We really love when you send us questions in. Thanks for listening, and check out our new website at welcometomind.com, and we'll see you here next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.